Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Hello, and welcome back. Thank you so much if you have been listening to my podcast for a while, especially because I know I haven't been putting them out so frequently because I've just been busy with life. But if you're still here with me today, I'm just very grateful for that, because this is why I'm continuing to record them, for people who have been listening to them. I feel sort of obliged to keep going in a beautiful way. And if you're new, welcome. Welcome to the Peace Grows Here podcast. It used to be definitely more oriented specifically for female entrepreneurs, towards female entrepreneurs. But since I definitely have shifted gears myself, and I am still an entrepreneur to a degree, but I do have a part-time-ish job. It feels like a little more than a part-time, where I'm a therapist. I'm a contractor. I work for a clinic, and my business took a bit of a pause, not a complete pause, because I still have clients of my own, but I definitely picking my battles. And that is actually going to be a theme for today. Picking your battles, allowing yourself to choose what balls you're going to drop, slowing down if that's something that you've been craving, just like I have been, and what could be a way, two or three, to really start implementing that intention in life. So if you are here to take this time with me to learn about what it's like to take care of yourself in this way, really listen to what your heart has been desiring and yawning for, stick around, because that's the underlying message that I will be sharing in the form of a story from my own personal life. And it's not because I love talking about myself. You know, I'm a therapist. I don't get enough chances to do so in my regular life. I'm just kidding, of course. I do bring myself into a therapy room to a degree that is useful to that person who is in front of me. But I also want to be speaking from my heart, not about some other people out there, but what I've been living through, which I believe can be relevant for others as well. And of course, all of it ties back to anxiety, because anxiety and its rapid energy, the chaotic waters of internal turmoil that it comes along with, do quite benefit quite a lot from finding a different pace for it all. More so than whatever band-aids we can put on it, what anxiety benefits the most from, meaning not anxiety itself, but our calm state, that what we're looking for on the other side of it, really benefits from changing it up a little in some big ways. And that could be a scary part in and of itself, looking into your life and auditing it in a sense, seeing what needs to shift for you to feel better. We are, as a society, and here I am shifting into we perspective instead of talking about myself primarily, as I promised, but bear with me for a moment. I think we can all agree that as a society, we do live at an unprecedented time with this, it feels like to me, since I'm alive around this time, not in terms just the technological advances and climate change and wars and lots of suffering that's going around the planet right as we're speaking about it all, but also how tight we feel in terms of our time and energy. We look at them at very precious resources, and we have a lot to do. But at the same time, the grind that we're putting ourselves through, it's taking its toll on us eventually. And you might be one of those people who thrive on being striving at all times, productivity, being always doing something. It might be your favorite thing to do. And honestly, I am very much like that. But lately, I've been noticing that what I crave is that openness, that I get really good, yummy glimpses of after I meditate in particular. And that's another whole tangent in and of itself, because meditation, and the kind of meditation I'm referring to, is when you take the time in your day, sit down and breathe for however long you got, as opposed to like moving meditation when you are being mindful washing dishes. That could be a definite type of a grounding and meditative experience in and of itself. But the one that I'm referring to is the one that I hold sacred in my life. But I also have had many challenges in terms of keeping it up as a practice going. But I found that I absolutely have to do it for my own sanity. I have to insist that this is the quality of life I'm looking for. And I am willing to let go of, let's say, very specifically, posting that many times on Instagram to keep my business flowing. Honestly, I have a luxury to do so. Whatever little clients I got for my personal, you know, endeavors, my Blooming Heart therapy business, plus the work that I'm contracted to do with clients from the Big Island where I reside in other Hawaiian islands, that covers a lot of my expenses, and I don't really have this urgency to put out that many posts a week. So that's a really important context. If you are a female entrepreneur or an entrepreneur period, you know that there is ongoing struggle with having to promote, having to be out there, because you need to put clients on your schedule, put work, put food on your table. And so this could be a particularly sensitive topic to you out of everyone who's listening. And still, what I would like to invite you to do, even if you right now in this money kind of tight place, one of those famine feast cycles that is on the feminine side of things, I would really love to encourage you to still find at least moments of deep breath, couple minutes of some intentional movement, taking time to eat slower, to really drink that cup of tea in some nourishing way. And you know better, you're the only person really who knows what are those droplets of calm that you can instill, sprinkle into your day to really give your nervous system a moment. Honestly, a couple minutes would be better than a moment to slow down, not to a halt, but just enough to make sure that it's sustainable, the pace that you are going. And this is exactly what I've been introducing into my life, going back to my own personal story. I got really, I would say, angry at a system that we're living in, particularly after I read the book, Women Who Work Too Much. It's all about toxic productivity. And I realized that this is not the life I want to live. I have other interests and hobbies. And again, I had to slow down on my business because I could, but it didn't come easily. I am definitely unsure how future is going to unfold, and part of me want to push on my business, even though right now my needs are taken care of and I can even save a little bit. But there is this ever present fear of uncertainty in me about the future, because I don't really have all of my ducks in a row, like people like to say, in terms of providing for myself then. But I've realized that it's not like I'm being self-destructive. Thankfully, I have moved away from habits of mine that were exactly that a long time ago. But still, how self-detrimental it is to miss life, miss taking a deeper breath, miss the opportunity to really look into the eyes of your loved ones and really listen to them when they talk, really savor the food that you're cooking, feel your feet on the ground, planted firmly, connecting with your guides, whatever. Life is so much more than just work. And we live at such a difficult moment when it comes to remembering that and embodying that, because of, again, the society, the kind of ideals that we've been force-fed for so long about constant productivity. And it trickles down all the way from the very top levels of those who are pulling the ropes out there, all the way into our lives that we work away. And that's very sad for me. So again, I hope it doesn't feel like I'm rambling. Probably does, but that's okay. The idea is to remind you again to listen to that inkling that you perhaps have been caught in glimpses of, just like I did after my meditation practice, to inquire, what is that your heart desire really deeply? How can you bring that, even in just a tiny little sliver, into your day? What does that look like for you? Closing your computer, like the laptop, a little early in the night, taking a little longer time in a shower, and being really present with all the sensations of water. Taking that time to like do some kind of a self-care practice that you will sit for, like I do for meditation, something that is more intentional than just built into your day. However, please, if as of right now, all you can do is to modify how your day goes just a very tiny little bit to bring in that sense of calm and spaciousness and opportunities for your nervous system regulate, please do. Every time I ask my clients, so how have you been keeping up? Like, what have you been doing in terms of self-care to keep this beautiful engine going that you are of dreams and hopes? And I sometimes add, depending on the person in front of me, but often I do, that sleeping and eating is actually part of self-care. It's kind of ridiculous that I have to remind myself and others about that. If you think about it, yeah, eating and sleeping is part of life, especially if you're into dream work, like lucid dreaming, like I am. Suddenly the dream world is a super important time of the day. that again has been dispersed with in the society that we're living, but not in many others. So this episode is and was, because I'm about to wrap up, is about reclaiming you and your deepest craving for slow mornings. Take your time figuring that out. Don't make any rapid decisions. Slowly but surely integrate listening to your body, your intuition, your nervous system. What are they needing to feel better, to feel fuller, to feel more alive right now? And then buckle up, because that might mean shifting things around and how you do your life. And shifts can be sometimes challenging, a lot of times. But keep your eyes on the prize. Take those deep breaths and remember that you got this. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram, My Blooming Heart Therapy, or find me via an email, yelena at mybloomingheart.com, yelena, Yelena, that's my name. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm wishing you lots of calm, peaceful, soothing, compassionate words of your own that you can turn to yourself when the time calls for it, and generally they do, especially these days. Thank you. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.